Teresa Mosier, president of the New England Rose Society, is one of the leading garden and rose consultants in New England. Her passion for flowers, especially roses, started as a child. She is with us today to chat about her newly released book, A Year in My Rose Garden. This book is a wonderfully practical book that rose growers at every level would benefit from having. Teresa says, "I feel no matter what level of the learning curve you're on, if you start each day with an open heart, you will end each day learning something." Now the holidays are coming soon, and this book is a good one to whisper into Santa's ear.
In addition to this fabulous book, the Teresas and I share our standout roses from the 2016 growing season. Stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleef. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat Podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey, Teresa, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hi, Teresa and Chris. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited to have you and to have the opportunity to talk about this new book, A Year in My Rose Garden.
It's always an adventure. We never know where life's going to lead us. I never would ever dream that it's something that I would attempt to do, is to write a book.
Well, you have. Now, first up, it seems your dad played a role in your early rose growing adventures. Could you tell us how he influenced you?
Yes, that's my story, and my personal story is of my dad. That's where I got my passion for gardening and roses from, and he taught me about cuttings and seedlings, and that's what my garden is mostly. And now I'm trying to pass that on to my sons, even though they're not too interested in that, but hopefully someday they will, just like I was later in, you know, my 20s.
Well, I think the gardening stories are just the best. I come from a long line of gardeners. I think Chris does too. And I just think being anchored to those that came before us, it just really does enhance our gardening experience. I think about them all the time when I'm out in the garden.
Yes, if you've read the story in my book about my dad's rose and how I have that now, and then I've made some cuttings and have passed that on to my son. So it's very personal how when we learn through plants and gardening, and that's one of the reasons why I keep my journal too, because I like to keep track of, you know, who's given me plants or cuttings, and very sentimental reasons.
So how long have you been keeping a garden journal?
I've been gardening for 35 years now, and all just about most of that time I've been journaling. And that's why when I wrote the book, I said, oh, I have to, you know, Andy Vonable helped me with the editing, and I said, I have to do a journal along with that. And I, you know, sectioned it off into 11 different sections where you can keep track of your plants and your flower beds and your containers and your tools and different things. And I like to go through it during the winter and see what did well and what didn't, and the reasons why. And
it's so important. You know, there's years that I journal, and then I have to admit there's years that I don't. And when I don't, you know, there's always information that I think I'm going to remember, but I forget. And you need that information. You know, when you fresh start the next year, you want to do things better or different. And if you don't know where you've been, it's hard to plan.
Right, exactly. I mean, even like with the companion planting that I talk about in my book, that when you put in different bulbs and things, you might go to, you know, dig a hole and to put a rose in, and you forgot you planted the bulbs that are there, you know. So with the journal, it helps you keep track of what's there and what's, you know, what's not.
I can't tell you how many daffodil bulbs I have dug up trying to get one more rose in the ground.
Right.
Yeah. Teresa, I'm interested to know what led you to write a month-by-month guide in the garden. This book goes January to December and has tips for every month. So what was your inspiration behind that?
Well, it started out 2 years ago. My idea was to write a book called How Roses Touch Our Lives, which, Chris, I had interviewed you for that. And I wanted to write about a lot of my great rose friends, how they started growing roses. And about halfway through, I said, you know, I need to write my story. And so I began to write and write and write. And before I knew it, I had a whole nother book. And that's how A Year in My Rose Garden came about. Because I felt that not only telling my personal story, I wanted to put across what's worked for me. And I just decided to just go month to month so that people could use it as a reference guide also. A lot of my friends, whether they're beginners or have been doing it for many years, said that they love that idea. They can just grab it and say, oh, this is, you know, November or this is February, and then just kind of see what I do and you know, compare it to what they do.
You mentioned that you like to keep things simple, and I think that going month by month, it just allows you to stay on task or even to stay ahead of the game. So that's a win-win for keeping it simple.
Right. I mean, we all have our ways of doing things and what works for us. You know, like I say in the book, do what works for you, you know, but this is just what has worked for me, and, you know, I hope to share it with others, and that's what we, you know, try to do. And, of course, we've, you know, like I would have never met either of you if it wasn't for our love of roses. It's amazing the people that we meet that have the same passions that we have and for caring for roses. And it's interesting to hear all their stories. And hopefully someday I'll finish the first book that I started.
We look forward to that one, too. Now, we're coming to a time when we actually have extra time. So what a perfect time to read your book and start the plan. And, you know, this is a good plan regardless of how long you've been growing roses. I mean, it's always good to have something new. I noticed that you talked about the graph pages and the garden design section, but I was crazy about rose spreadsheets. You just have them right there, just fill in the blank. That's awesome. And there's lots of them. So if you've got lots of roses, they're going to fit.
Right. No matter how many flower beds you have, you can just fill it in and fill it, like I said, companion plantings or whatever you have. And even I have the section for containers and pots because we like to put roses in containers and pots, you know, and from year to year we can, you know, see what did well or what didn't.
I actually took this, your book and your garden journal, to my office today to show it off to everyone. And a buddy of mine picked up the garden journal and he left my office and came back a few minutes later and he was like, okay. He's like, I've got to have this flower bed layout. He had actually been planning a new a section of his garden, and he's like, this is great. It's already graphed out. And so I'm like, okay, here's her website. You go on there and you're going
to
order.
Yeah, that's when I talk to people about the journal, even when I'm trying, you know, it's somewhere, you know, selling my book and doing a book signing, I'll talk about a journal, and they, when they open it up, they're going to think it's just blank pages, but it actually, as you know, it isn't. You know, it's I even have in the Rosy Extra section at the back, which gives you the 6 steps to planting roses and the favorite roses to grow and, you know, rose terms, because not everybody knows the, you know, rose terminology that we use and, you know, just rose classes, everything, keep it simple, you know, so that somebody goes and buys a plant, they may not know what a floribunda is, or that way they can just, you know, check in the back of the book and then they understand what it is. And they can get as detailed as you want or just, you know, keep it simple. But it's there if you really want to get, you know, detailed. And I like to use a different one each year, you know, fill it out and, you know, go year to year and see what, you know, compare.
Well, and, you know, that's the whole reason I ever started to journal or blog or, you know, whatever we do today, is just really so I had a reference point on what I had done in the past and what worked last year and the year before and that sort of thing. So, but like you were saying, I love this rose term section in your book because, you know, rosarians kind of have a language of their own. And, you know, we stand around in meetings and talk about basal breaks and you know, bud unions and canker. And not everyone, you know, necessarily knows what those terms mean. So
Right. It's so true.
You don't want to admit that, especially if you're a newbie. You don't want people to know that, you know, that you don't know. So you got to go look that up. And this is just perfect.
I think this guide, the month by month format, is very, very easy to read. And anybody who buys this book, whether they buy it now or next month or next year, they can take this guide and just jump right out into the garden and say, okay, what month is it? This is what I could be doing in my garden.
Too. That's what I've been telling a lot of people, talk to members, and we let them know that it doesn't have to be difficult to grow roses. We want to keep it simple, right? And month to month is a way of, you know, breaking it down where it's not so overwhelming. And, you know, but basically if they just pick out hardy varieties, no matter where we live, and plant them properly, then they're already way ahead of the game.
Speaking of hardy varieties, what is one rose that's really been a standout in your garden this year?
This year, Poseidon. I don't know if you've ever grown that one. It's a Cordis floribunda, and of course it's mauve. That's just been a nonstop bloomer and very hardy and, of course, strong fragrance, which is I love. I had seen it a few years ago up Palatine Roses in Canada. I don't know if you've ever been up there. And I figured if it could grow well there, then it can grow well in my garden. And it has. It hasn't disappointed at all. At least 50 or 60 blooms, you know, on the plant, you know, at a time. It's great, great bloomer.
Teresa, what about you? What's been a big standout in your garden this year?
Well, there were several. It was a good blooming year, although I don't know why, because, you know, I was gone a lot and I neglected my garden, but it was a big blooming year. But I've tried a lot of the Easy Elegance series, and this year Music Box just took off. I have several. They were huge. They were just covered in bloom, and it's a pretty bloom. It's a yellow that turns to a soft yellow. And then it gets a dusty rose touch to it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful rose. Do you have that one?
Yes. I love the Easy Elegance. A lot of them were from Pink Lim, like Grandma's Blessing and My Girl. Yes, I love those roses. They're great.
So, Chris, what was the standouts down in Alabama?
Well, I'll tell you, one just really has stole the show. A new rose this year. It's from Star Roses and Plants, called Candy Cane Cocktail. It's a new floribunda that's I believe it's being released in mass next year. But they sent me one to try, and it is a red and white bicolored rose, and it's got the knockout in its genes. I'll tell you, it's pretty classic blooms with no disease. I mean, we don't spray this rose or anything, and it has that classic rose form, and sort of reminds me of Cherry Parfait. Are y'all familiar with that?
Yes. Beautiful rose.
Yeah. So, and we planted it in February, and we had show quality blooms on a first year shrub. And I took it to the Rose Show and won a ribbon.
Wow.
And, you know, how unusual is that to get a show ribbon off a first-year rose? So.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, for us up north?
You know, I think it probably would. It is, they say it's it's hardiness zones 6, 7, 8, and 9, but with a little bit of winter protection. Where are you tracing 5B?
Leaning towards 6 here.
Yeah. So both of you are in 5B. I forget I have two Teresas on the.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Have you grown Easy to Please this year? That's one of the new ones too, and that's really great one.
I have. I was sent a couple of those to try, and I'm absolutely crazy about it. In fact, it took a little while this summer, and then boom, there it was, and it is blooming right now. It's just now finishing, and even as cold as and dark as it has been, I just love it. Just
yes,
truly.
It's doing great here too in our area. Yep.
Oh, a beautiful center when it opens. I think that's one that we might see on the show table. It is very pretty.
And it has that lighter reverse, so it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love to take pictures of it. It photographs. It's so photogenic. You know, it's every shot's a glamour shot.
Well, Teresa, before we let you go, I want to ask you about your passion for purple. The cover of your book has a beautiful purple rose on it. And when I met you last winter, you were clad in purple. And I hear a rumor that you're kind of fond of that color.
Everybody knows I love purple. John Daddio, which I think you both know, it took the photo of Blueberry Hill that is on the cover. That's another older rose, but a good rose. And it's just... Ever since I was little, I've loved purple, and any purple rose, you know, I just have to have. I think I've tried almost every one that's been out there. And like I had mentioned, the Poseidon, and actually Violet's Pride is a new one for next year, and that has been doing great in my yard. That'll be coming out next year, a Christian Bedard rose. So I'm really glad that there are a lot more mauve purple roses to choose from now. There weren't too many a few years back.
So do you envision one day having an all purple garden?
No, I don't. Even though I love purple, I still like to, you know, put some whites and blues with it. I mean, I have all the different color roses, but they are mostly purple.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much for taking just a few minutes to come on the show and talk about your new book and your garden journal. And, you know, this is going to make a great Christmas gift this year, and really a gift for anyone who loves roses or is interested in growing roses. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Now, to learn more about Teresa Mosier and this wonderful new book, A Year in My Rose Garden, visit her website, purpleroses publishing.com. We provided that link on today's show page. That's all the time we have for this broadcast of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.